Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you challenged with overwhelm and then it's really impacting your confidence as a result because things seem really, really hard? Well, I've certainly been there, and today I'm going to share about how you can work through this. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. I've been overwhelmed many times in my life. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest as always. And it's something that has made me not feel relaxed, feel tense, felt stressed. When actually in reality, the situation I was looking at was not as overwhelming as I thought it was. Have you ever been there? Maybe you've looked at something and then afterwards it's like, oh, I made it way more complicated than it needed to be. And when you're in the situation, it is not easy. Of course it's not when you're in that moment. Now, it's been for me so many times, like in the workplace, like I had to speak to a couple of people, that's literally it, and update a couple of documents, and yet I thought it was like rocket science. Or maybe in business, I just needed to make a few little steps. And actually what helped me through in business was actually just committing to things, saying things out loud, and then just going for it. That really, really helped me. In health, like really overcomplicating it, like I've got to, now there are certain things that are a bit more challenging to understand than others with health and fitness, but generally I found in my life I've overcomplicated it. Like I've got to do exactly that minute, that amount of exercise on that day, I've got to eat exactly that, getting really, really, really complicated when I just needed to exercise a few times a week and eat well in my mission and what I was trying to do. Even in dating, it's overcomplicated so many times and it's overwhelming. Well, I've got to like set the date then, and then I've got to text that many times a week, and then I've got to do this, and then I've got to make sure I'm wearing that amount of, you know, that I've got to be wearing the right colours, I've got to be having the right photos, like really, really complicated. And our brain does that, right? And I think in general, in society, things are made really complicated. And therefore, that's what I wanted to talk about today. Now, I was talking to my coach yesterday, and I always find there's a little element of overcomplicating things and feeling overwhelmed as a result. Now and then can come in. And when that's the beauty of having a coach or someone like that to talk it through with you. And my mentor, one of my main mentors, he teaches how to keep things simple, and that's why he's super, super successful. So I'm going to go a little bit into why things are made complicated now. I wanted to take a moment to share one of my favourite cereals. It's called the Magic Spoon cereal. Now, I'm also a big fan of getting in my protein whilst having a variety in my food. And wow, do I get to do this with the Magic Spoon cereal. Fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and my personal favourite, coca, to try. There is 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 140 calories in these. I love it both as breakfast and a snack in the day when I'm hungry. I had a number of friends rave about it to me, and I'm so glad I listened to them. I love this stuff. Why not try it too? Click the link below to grab a variety pack of Magic Spoon cereal and try it today. Be sure to use the promo code SELFCONFIDENCE at checkout to get $5 off any order, or go to magicspoon.com/selfconfidence. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So click the link below and use the code SELFCONFIDENCE for $5 off, or go to magicspoon.com/selfconfidence to save $5 today. Now, let's get you back to the show. Okay, I believe we make things really complicated because there's just so much information out there. There is loads and loads and loads of information that it can feel really, really overwhelming to be quite honest, right? Have you ever experienced that? Well, I know I certainly have. And you're like, you hear someone say something on social media, you hear someone say something else, and then they get so much information that we do nothing. And I remember one of the great teachers, mentors I listened to, And he very much talks about that sometimes we get so much information that we do nothing. And that's why I like to give some really simple actionables out of this podcast as well, so that it's not overcomplicated. You can go and do something straight away. Now, if you're doing other things, you're just listening to me for good information and good vibes and things like that, that's absolutely fine, as long as you're actually implementing. If you just listen to, you know, self-esteem, confidence, motivational, inspirational stuff, and you do nothing with it, you don't change your days, you're not going to change, to be totally straight with you. Yeah, when we start listening to too many things, like I've been down this route, like I went to that program, I'll learn, and I've got all these tools, I'll go to another program, and then I've got all these tools, and I'm trying to find, like, which is the right way, what's the right way, and I'm just so overwhelmed. And then it's impacting my confidence because I'm not able to implement as a result. So I believe we're bombarded with so much information that actually that's what can hold us back, and we can get so overwhelmed. Particularly when we're new at something. I mean, in the workplace, when I'm new to something and I see a load of information, it's quite hard to break it down sometimes, right? And yeah, that's one thing. The other thing is that actually there are some very good marketers and people who sell stuff out there. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Like, absolutely. Like, we live in a world of a business, being able to start your own business, which I think is great. I've done that, obviously. And as long as you're doing it out of integrity to go out and help people, I think that's amazing. You know, we can give each other value and we exchange money for value. And the sad thing is, I see people not investing in themselves and their personal growth, but they spend money on clothes and absolute junk they don't need. That's, you know, that gets me. They say, oh, I can't afford to invest in myself, when actually they're just spending the wrong thing. I think, you know, business is great. And I'm going to a point with this one, but I also think there's quite a lot of marketing and selling out there. Sometimes it may not be in people's interest to make things really, really complicated and say, actually, to do all these things, you need to do loads and loads and loads and loads. And what our program offers is the opportunity to make it more simple for you. So I think that's another reason why we get quite overwhelmed, because the things that we're given or kind of sold and expressed to us are actually made more complicated than they actually are as well. And obviously the bombardment of general information. Now, how is it helping you getting caught in overwhelm? If you're anything like me, it's not a good place to be. And therefore, there are a few simple steps that I wanted to give you today in order to break this a little bit. So the first one is, when you find yourself getting overwhelmed, is calm down. Just calm down. And how can you do this? Well, there's the proactive and then there's the response in the moment. So proactively, try and meditate like every day if you can, or something that really allows you to relax. Maybe it's not meditation for you. I've liked to try different tools, but I find meditation helps me relax if I proactively do it in the morning and some point in the day as well. Now, when you respond, also I do breath work, but actually in the moment, changing your breath can really, really help. Slowing down your breaths, calming yourself down, I found that really beneficial for calming me down. So therefore, when you're calm, you're able to think in a more resourceful state. So there's a proactive element, doing things like meditation, breath work, even if it's like journaling at the start of the day, get some of your thoughts down, find a way to proactively be able to be more calmer through your day, but also have a tool for when you get a little bit overwhelmed to calm you down. Maybe it's some deep breaths, or something like that. The next step is similar, but it's slightly different, is lighten up. Now, this sounds too simple to be true, but actually, now, if you're in a really bad place, obviously, there's going to be a lot more to this, but this is in the case when you're just getting a little bit overwhelmed. What you can do is just get joyful in that moment. Now, how do you do that? Just put a smile on your face and change your body language. The fastest way to change your state is to smile and have confident body language. You can do that in a moment. And what that's going to allow you to do is get even more resourceful, because you're enjoying making yourself enjoy life a little bit more and therefore lighten up. And then the third one, take regular breaks. And when I say regular breaks, say you're doing an hour's work. Well, every 10, 15 minutes of an hour, what you can do is just go and do nothing. Don't go on your phone, because especially if you're working hard, you can do that at the end of the day, you know, of course. Well, you can, it's up to you what you want to do, of course. I would suggest for me personally, what works is if you go on your going on my phone later in the day, especially usually it's combined with messaging people in my various roles and things like that, or calling people. But yeah, in the breaks, what you can do is just take some deep breaths, look out the window, and just sit in silence. Do something that's going to allow your brain to actually breathe. If you're having a break and you're bombarding a load of stimuli on the phone and getting, it's just going to create more and more energy consumed in your brain. So give yourself a break every now and then, because that's going to help you reduce overwhelm as well. So I'm going to get on the final point in a moment. And just before I get onto that final point, I want to appreciate you for listening today. And if you want to come and hang out with me more for more inspiration, come and find me on Instagram. My handle is at johnny.pardo and it's linked below as well. My final point is a really, really effective one I found generally across life. It's to role model someone. Role model someone else's simplicity. Look at someone who perhaps there's an area of your life you find really overwhelming. Look at someone who does it with ease, whether you know them or you don't know them. So maybe it's starting a business, you find it really overwhelming. Now that's why I would suggest, you know, getting a mentor or coach, and I support people with that as well. But actually, look at someone out there who's killing it, and look at what do they do? How do they make it simple? They probably focus on less. They focus on the simple things. Maybe it's health. You find it really complicated. Look at someone who's really good at it. How do they make it simple? Role modeling someone is really going to speed up your success so you can go further faster as well. And therefore, when you feel less overwhelmed, you feel more confident. So once again, I want to thank you for listening today. And if you want to come and hang out with me on Instagram for more content, my handle is at johnny.pardo. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.